queen, flower queen,
leaf. Yeah.
Lean.
The snow queen. King and his mistress, the Duchess of Sleet.
Of Sleet.
The Snow King falls prey to the power of the Season Scepter.
It's seasoned. Ooh,
Season Scepter.
It's salty.
Yeah, it's a Lowry Season Scepter.
I have seasoning receptors.
Not me, man.
I know. We talked about that yesterday.
Yep.
Welcome to Spy vs. Spy, episode 185. Coming up next, Spy vs. Spy. Maybe
in a world.
That's my favorite thing.
In
to
a
say.
World.
You hey, they're breast cancer awareness doc.
.com.
I'm doing a talking show. Or you says to go.
What does a duck have to do with breast cancer awareness?
You know, delicious duck breast.
Maybe.
No.
Oily? It's oily?
It's
an oily meat.
It's one of those hot water tester ducks, you know, where you put the duck in the bath water, and then you look at its ass, and if the ass is hot, then you know the water's hot.
Dude, that's not really a duck. That's Zartan in disguise.
Yeah, totally. Well, they shouldn't.
Zartan, the ape man?
You'll make another Cobra set when it comes to Zartan.
Get it? Ape.
Ape.
Copying.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, so...
Yes.
Yeah, this is the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Gobble job, job, job. Spy vs. Spy gobble job.
Job goblin?
Yep.
I made a thing of that once.
Gobble job.
I'm back on the horse, on the comics horse, man. I got like
saw
five
that.
Comics to color.
Five to color?
Yeah, they're stacking up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
I'm trying to finish up this leg of the story. And then for the second volume, which I'm going to be starting up, I have been semi-convinced to draw bigger.
Wow.
My friend Steve Wolford's like, you know what you should do? You should draw bigger. And I'm like, no, I don't know, man. I don't like drawing bigger. I keep drawing smaller and smaller throughout my career so far. I started out drawing bigger, and now I'm like, you know, as you know, drawing on a needle with 1,000 angel eyelashes.
Right.
Dipped in the soot of burning firefly.
That's complicated.
But yeah, so he's like, you should draw it bigger. I'm like, you know what? I probably should. So I'm going to draw a bit bigger. It'll be a different format, different size, and stuff. So
nice.
We'll see. I bought a bunch of Bristol board.
Yeah.
And I will just, you know what I'm going to do? My plan is just to draw the same way that I normally draw.
Yeah.
But move the progression of my pens up. So the pen that I normally used for all the fat stuff, that's just going to be for the regular stuff.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to do it.
I was wondering about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
No, this was actually a couple nights ago when I was having my whole pen...
Dilemma?
Dragon.
Your pen dilemma?
Yeah. And, because people are always saying, you know, what kind of pen you use or whatever, but I guess it really depends on how big your drawing original is at.
It depends.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's true. I'm drawing on one of the regular size... Moleskine books.
Nice.
That's how you're supposed to pronounce that, I found out.
Really?
Yeah. Moleskine.
You have to do the hand thing when you do it?
You don't have to. It helps, though.
You know what I was thinking recently is I'd love to hear like an Irish person with like a super thick Irish accent make fun of the Italians. That would be awesome. Like, you only ever hear, like, you know, English-speaking folks. I mean, not that they don't speak English in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I wonder if it's like, is it like, do you have to go through the filter of the American accent to get to imitating other accents?
I don't know.
How does that work?
I don't know. I love it when I hear people with other accents do the American thing, though. That's awesome.
What do you mean? What?
Like when you hear a Japanese person try to talk American. Like, not try, but, like, make fun of the American thing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Or, like...
There's that whole thing on YouTube.
English, too.
You seen those videos of fake English?
No.
It's people, speaking how they think English people speak, who, you know... You know
nice.
How you can imitate German if you don't know German?
Sure.
And it's just nonsense?
Yeah.
But you never hear the opposite of that. You never
no.
hear... Yeah.
They got that, huh?
There's a bunch of those on YouTube.
Oh, I'll check that shit out.
I forget. It's just probably fake English or something. I don't know. Sure. But,
Finglish. I looked at the, I saw some Jack Bauer 24 Kiefer Sutherland commercials for, like, what the hell is it called? Calgary Pal or something?
Calgary?
It's a Japanese commercial for some kind of drink. There's, like, four separate commercials. And it's just straight up Jack Bauer. It's just Calorie Mate. It's freaking... it's little 15-second episodes of 24.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was popular in Japan.
I guess so. It was on. And then he's, like, sucking down Calorie Mate and he grimacing, you know? It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Did it replenish his life? Did he gain hit points?
I don't know. Fuck, that'd be good. Life bars on TV shows?
Yeah. I mean, something.
Do it. Yep. Make it happen.
That'll happen in the Scott Pilgrim movie.
See, I thought that was the name of the guy. Who drew it?
Oh, it's not.
For a long time, I thought that.
Because people are always like, did you see the new Scott Pilgrim book?
Right. And which normally, when you say that, it sounds like, you know.
That's right. Did you see the new Jim Lee book?
Right, exactly.
And it's not a comic book called Jim Lee.
Nope.
No, you're right about that.
I've just decided that Jim Lee is just like just a bag of garbage on my eyeballs. It's like classic cartoon garbage, too, with all the banana peels and chicken bones and coffee grounds. I
mean, you don't like Jim Lee?
Right on my eyeballs. I don't know if I don't like Jim Lee or if I don't like Scott Williams.
Wait. What?
That's the guy who always inks Jim Lee stuff.
Oh, I thought that was your friend.
It is my friend.
Oh. All confused now.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't he sell you a car once or something?
Yeah, he did. But
like, he really got me into Jim Lee's comics, and now I resent him for it.
Yep. No, I got a text message from the real Scott Williams today, talking about, is it okay if I use you on a reference on my resume? And I was like, oh boy, if you have to, I mean,
yeah. If anyone out there replying for a job and you want to use me as a reference, just email me and I'll give you like my phone number and whoever it is can phone me up and I'll vouch. I don't care.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, this guy in Canada who I did some freelance work for, and then they can phone me up and I'll be like, yeah, that guy's awesome. Or girl.
Right.
That guy's girl. I could say that too.
I think we might have to take a little commercial break. It's not. It's just a real quick one.
I quit.
No. Don't.
You're always doing this, dude.
What? What are you saying,
Allison? There's poops on my butt.
Yes. Take the words right out of my mouth.
So we'll be back after this.
All right.
Some days, everything you touch turns to trouble. That's the time to live a little at Dairy Queen. It's the swingingest place in town, with the zingingest malts and shakes. So get on the track if life's a drag, or you're feeling run down. Live a little at Dairy Queen. It's the place to congregate, and the shakes have flavor that just won't wait. So, when you're feeling kind of pressed and things look pretty black, put some bang in your life and live a little at Dairy Queen. Share a shake with your friends. They'll all be there, because it's the place that swings. Live a little at Dairy Queen.
Brian. Yeah.
What of the shamanism and earth magic that has turned local kingpins into weather-controlling warlocks?
And we're back.
And we're back. Blah. Did we mention...
I don't know about that.
I don't know anything about that. Did we mention?
No.
That it's episode 185.
And the title of this episode is... Dad, I have poop on my butts.
It's true.
But only on the butts, right?
Yep.
Not on the floor?
No.
Sweet. Mission accomplished.
Thank Jimsus. No, it'll be nice when she's,
I found out that I get December 27th off work, finally.
Oh, yeah?
Finally, my... vacation requests have finally been shuffled and gone through. I still have to work Christmas Eve, which is a drag. But I was worried because I had to work 24th, and I get 25th and 26th off.
Yeah.
But I was supposed to go back into work on the 27th. That was when I was regularly scheduled. And that's a two-day Christmas break. And that makes it retarded for going back home to see my parents.
So you're not gonna?
But now I am, because I get that other day off, so. So, turducken ahoy.
Dude, I'm gonna be gone so long.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
Like the 22nd through the 29th.
A week?
Yeah!
That's pretty good.
I'm so out of the grind.
No, I just post ahead of time.
I'm gonna.
Get going.
I'm gonna trace a bunch of postage stamps.
Good. Yep. A MODOK one?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's Christmas update.
Christmas update! You know where we're gonna get the kids? You know where we're gonna get Spencer?
Dude, yeah. They're right there. You shouldn't say it.
But now I can. We're gonna get them.
Dude, you know what I just did? Fucking retarded. I put my ear closer to the microphone.
What?
Because you were whispering, and I was like, I turned my ear towards the microphone.
That's good.
That's not where sound comes out. I mean, sound could come out of it. You can rig that. But it's not the way it works.
Okay, well, I'm still going to say it. One of those kid cameras, you know.
What? Oh, like a digital camera?
Yeah. With the flash and everything, but they're like, go ahead and throw it off a fucking building.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
Yep. Because they will. No, it doesn't. It's got an SD slot.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mr. SD slot?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some, it's also got USB and internal memorandum, but I guess if you leave the thing plugged in, it'll wipe out the pictures and freak out and whatever.
Wait, what?
All the reviews are like, use the SD slot, because the internal
fruits. Oh, I see what you're saying. Funky. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah. Does it have video?
I don't think it does.
That's all right.
Yeah. But we're looking at getting a new big boy camera for us. And,
yeah.
Yeah, there's, man. Boy,
digital
really
SLR?
Freaking A, man. I paid $450 for my friggin' 4.5 megapixel Kodach right before the kid was born there. $450 and fucking now it's like, hey, you 8 megapixels for 100 bones. Like, wow, that's...
Yeah, I know. I recently bought a new digital camera.
That's double for a quarter.
It was really cheap.
Yeah,
but it's
wild.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's great.
It's like a... Mine's like a 7-something.
7-something?
Yeah. And, like, I don't need that many megapixels.
That's the luckiest one.
Yes. That's right.
I want a camera that just uploads right to ImageJack.
That would be nice.
A camera that posts right to LiveJournal.
There's, upstairs, in the kitchen, there's a, daily calendar, tear-off paper, standee.
Yeah.
And it's, like, 365 of the stupidest things ever said. And some of them are pretty stupid and pretty funny, and other ones are just... Like, the editors of the calendar just didn't know what the person meant or something. Isn't that dumb? Because the one that I'm thinking of from a couple days ago said, it was from the Chicago Tribune Herald Times Sun.
That's a good record.
Yeah. And the quote was, bears get flu shot despite shortage. Like, that was a headline or something. And they always have, like, a snarky comment after, like, pointing out what's dumb about it or whatever.
Right.
And it was like, bears, what about the beavers? And I'm like, well, clearly they mean the Chicago Bears football team getting a flu shot. And there's a shortage, but they're getting preferential treatment. Because, you know, that's right. A legitimate story that
absolutely.
If you know stuff about other stuff, then you probably understand what they mean. But they thought it was like, that's dumb that you give bears a flu shot. It must be a typo or something.
What's the deal?
What's the deal? They, and a lot of them are just, you know, there's like a typo or something that went to print, and it's unfortunate. But it's not like they were really saying something stupid.
Right.
You know, there's one about like insulating your water heater. Or something for efficiency, and it said insulting instead of insulating, and like, all right, well,
arpa garp garp.
Yeah, it's not stupid, but like, yeah, that's a it's an unfortunate typo or it's non spell check grab or something.
A lot of days in a year, though.
That's true, but and there's some quotes from George Bush which are really like obvious and stuff.
Oh, right? Sure.
And then there's like your sort of Mike Tyson style, like
right?
That is a stupid thing to say because that guy is stupid. Shit, what was my original point? Oh, yeah. And the one from the other day was from Family Feud.
Yeah.
And the question was a number that you need to memorize, and the person said 7. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But I don't recommend that calendar. So if anyone's out there looking to buy a new daily desktop calendar, don't buy that one. It's not very good.
All right.
Buy the kiddies one instead.
Yes.
I need a new calendar. Did I tell you about the calendar that I have?
No.
My parents always have like 8 calendars at any given time. They had all the like promotional, you know, real estate jock free giveaway mail in stuff, you know?
Right.
And so I didn't have a calendar because Robin Bougie's Cinema Sewer calendar did not get made.
Yeah.
Last year. So that's normally what a calendar I have.
Damn you, Tower Records, damn you.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And so I was like, Mom and Dad, I need a calendar. Do you have an extra calendar? And they had like a couple to choose from, and they were kind of stupid. But the one that I ended up taking was this weird geological society one. And it's not even like pictures of rock formations. That would be awesome if that's what it was. It's just like topographical maps and like GPS grids and stuff. Like, it's totally not attractive and not interesting. And if you're a part of that society, I'm sure it's decent. You're like, oh, look at that map that Henry made last year. That's neat. And then it has, instead of like all the holidays, I think it has some of the holidays written in it, but it has these giant bars going across days of like national conference in fucking Switzerland. It takes up a lot of space, and it's the worst calendar I've ever seen.
Wow.
So yeah, I need to get a new calendar.
Well, you know what you should do is you should cruise up to the eBay there to buy a calendar, and you should buy one from either 1990 or 1979.
Ah, that's the same matrix that we're. Oh, 1979, huh?
Yeah,
that's my birth year.
Dude, you should get on that.
I should totally do that. Do you think there'll be like a fucking Cheryl Teagues one or something? Who was 1979? Who was around?
I don't know. I'm looking right now. Okay,
look it up on.
There's the Lord of the Rings one.
That happened in 1979 as well.
There is a Incredible Hulk Marvel Comics 1979 calendar, but you cannot afford it. Shipping is $20.
Oh God! Make my own.
Ooh, there's a John Travolta one though. That's pretty slick.
Do you enjoy John Travolta?
Well, if you could enjoy him all year.
From what? Just from various things, or from only Cotter, or what?
Oh, boy, it says 1979. I'm probably breaking up real bad right now, huh?
No.
Okay. No, it's John Travolta, 1979. It's just pictures of John Travolta. Yep.
Maybe I would like one of, like, inspirational posters, but with John Travolta inside them. Like, him hanging off of a branch, and him, like, you know, on the beach looking out at a sunset, saying, like, persistence, you know.
I am going to bid $10 on this.
Okay.
John Travolta calendar. Because I think that would be an excellent gift to give someone.
Like me?
No.
No. Yeah, maybe that's maybe that is what I'll do for a calendar.
2001 also works, which is
2001.
Oh shit. You know what? No. Oh, this is all wrong. Oh, I'm looking up 2007, dude.
No.
Oh, lame. No, you can only get a 1980.
That's okay too, I guess.
I know you're right there, babe. No, I wasn't freaking out about you. Wow. Man, I'm glad I figured that out before I hit bid. I shouldn't be eBaying while we're doing the show anyways.
Well, why not?
Yeah, I guess.
It's our new eBay segment.
Oh, there we go. Star Trek the Motion Picture.
Motion?
Molson Ice.
Molson Picture. The picture of Molson's.
Oh, Lawrence Welk, Musical Family, Pictorial Calendar, 1980.
Very nice. Oh, man, I'm totally buying like 10 calendars.
Frank Furzada.
So, basically, you think that calendars, like once the year has passed, that they're useless? Do not never throw away your calendar. And in fact, don't write anything directly on a calendar. Put a piece of transparency down.
Yeah.
And use a white dry erase marker.
Or there's post-it notes. You can use post-it notes.
Yeah, you could do that even. That's not a bad idea either.
If you want to be real thrifty, you could go ahead and buy a 2036 calendar.
Yeah.
And use that. No, the only ones that work are 1980, 1952, and 1920.
Does that one, is there one for Dakota Fanning's hot daughter?
I don't know. They should have Time Machine eBay.
Oh, man.
I should get on that.
Like, you can reserve stuff, and you can just, like, well, if this happens, I get dibs.
There is, okay, well, there's a 1980 Dallas Cowboys calendar in here. Not the cheerleaders, just the dudes. Just
man, nice.
Get on that.
Is there any hockey ones?
Lionel Trains, Avon, Blondie. No hockey.
Beetle Bailey.
That was before hockey, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
What year did they come up with hockey?
In Canada?
Yeah.
Or in China? Because apparently the Chinese invented it in the 18th century or some shit.
I don't believe any of that.
No, me neither. It's like, well, we had a game that, you know, we had like a ball and we tried to get it in a thing on ice and it was cold. That's not really hockey, though, is it? Yeah, no, it's the same. We invented it. We own it. No, come on. And you guys don't even like hockey. If you, what's that?
Is there ice in China?
Yeah, sure.
Huh. Really?
If I've learned anything from Age of Empires. No. What's that? Romance of the Three Kingdoms? Wait.
Triad.
Rise of the Triad?
Something.
Manhunt?
Return of the Triad.
Yeah. What? No, but all that stuff, it's like, well, you know that these guys, they had a game very much like that. And if that was true, why didn't they continue playing it, and why didn't they start up a professional league, and why isn't China one of the best countries at playing hockey today?
That is a question.
It's not because it was worthless, because there's tons of other countries who love it.
Oh, yeah.
Finland.
Yeah.
Sweden. Austria. Kay. Germany.
Do they play it in Iceland?
Only in Mighty Ducks 2.
Do you know Iceland is the most advanced nation in the world, according to Iceland?
They're most advanced at playing Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. I was surprised to find that out.
What do you mean advanced?
I don't know.
They make the most advances?
They're the most civilized nation.
Something. Good for them.
Yeah.
We could all learn something from Iceland, you know?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what I did. Basically, what I did. It's kind of cool. So we were talking about Iceland, me and the little lady, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Me and the little foxy stout there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Heather.
Okay. Yeah. She was there, too.
Yep. She was
so there was the four of you.
Me, the little lady, the foxy stout, and Heather. Yeah.
Yes.
And, no, we were talking about Iceland.
I don't think you should call Spencer the little lady, though. I mean, that might damage him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about Iceland, and then we opened up the Jugalurf.
Yes.
And we're looking at the topography of Iceland. And then one thing they have on the things there now is pictures of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can zoom in on a thing and there's all these little like
pictures of areas.
You click on the area. you click on the thing and it opens a picture right there of here's a picture of exactly where this is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you click on the picture of the picture, you can see it bigger in your web browser.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at all the other pictures by the person or whatever. So we looked at like this one Icelandic dude's like whole picture set, you know. So it wasn't like just the touristy shit, you know. It was like it's like family life.
Slums of Iceland.
Here's my favorite fish market in Iceland and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and it was pretty cool. That is a cool looking place.
Literally.
All the buildings are made out of, like, corrugated steel.
All their igloos are building-shaped.
What?
Dude, are you booting up Google Earth right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, I heard a little drop out there, too, and I was like,
Yeah, whenever you hear that, that means it's the word of the day.
What is the word of the day today? We should have a word of the day.
Extortion?
I don't like that one.
Input?
That reminds me of something I wanted to say to you. You know how you hate Chocoholic and Shopaholic?
No, tell me about how much I hate that.
Well, you know how you do?
Yes.
And I agree.
It's okay.
Bad.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a new one last night.
Because
you're going to lose your mind.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm like a shopaholic, but for alcohol.
Right. You know, tanning booths, okay? I guess,
okay, yeah, I got something about that too, but yeah, go ahead.
I guess there's a big problem with the tanning booths in the UK. People are abusing them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the teenagers, especially, are getting too tan in the tanning booths, and they're worried about skin cancer, because skin cancer is the fastest rising disease in the UK.
Sure.
And do you know what they're calling these fucking people? No? No? Just say
Leatherheads?
No. No. Tanorexics.
Oh, what? That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
That's the opposite of what they should be.
I know.
Like, that means, oh, you know what? I don't tan at all. I'm so pale. I've never... maybe, like, tan bulimics
no,
or something?
No, because then they'd be... getting all tan and then pooping their tans out somehow or something. Like,
yeah, tan bingers?
Yep.
Tingers?
Yep.
Tangiers?
People too tan too much. Idiots, they should call them.
Fuck.
I know. No, pretty soon.
People don't think about... just think about what you're saying. I mean, when you try to make up a word, you can be clever. I do it, you know? Like, but if it...
You mad?
Yeah. I'm incested at it.
Incested? There's the word of the day.
The word of the day is...
How can you say 1980s Morris Nine Lives poster if it's a 1979? What? 80s.
That is stupid. That's maybe not, it was made. Maybe the picture was taken in 1979.
Oh, right.
And it was released later.
Because you'd know.
Yeah.
So you're mad?
Not really mad.
Huh.
No, that's fucking stupid.
John Romita Jr., Amazing Spider-Man 1980 calendar original art. You should get that.
Are we still doing eBay segment? I didn't
know. We're not. Sorry, we're not. Do you know how much that is?
No.
Fucking 3,500 motherfucking dick balls dollars.
Shit. I'd draw my own for that much.
No shit. I suck Spider-Man's dick for... Wait. I'll just suck Spider-Man's dick.
Man, I bet he stinks after he takes off his outfit.
I wonder how often he washes that thing.
He probably... But you know what? He's a scientist. He probably invented some kind of cloth that doesn't smell.
Yeah.
Or maybe Reed Richards came up with it and gave it to him or something, right?
Unstable molecules?
Something like that. You know what really sucks, though? Is that how Reed Richards or Peter Parker, whoever, like every fucking Marvel guy's a scientist, right?
Yeah.
And they all invent cool shit. They never, like, unleash it to the public. They're never like, oh, no.
Only
guess
Tony Stark does that.
Yeah, and everyone kind of looks down on him for it.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's fucking sold out, man.
Do you think Reed Richards tries to hold a fart in, his butt cheeks get all inflated?
Maybe it happens with his wiener.
Maybe. Man, if I could stretch like that, I would be the fattest fucking stretchy dude.
You would make
never get full.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I'd just eat 10,000 wings.
No, you wouldn't get fat, you just get taller.
Yeah, that's how. That's right. How would work it.
Really put on some weight. You're like 8 feet tall now.
Yep.
Still fit as a fiddle, though. Yep. The word of the day is ultimate nullifier.
Yeah. A while ago, me and Brian were curled up on the internet together, reading the list of some things best weapons of stuff.
Oh. Fuck. Yeah, Wizard magazine, I think it was. Was it Wizard?
I think it might have been.
You would think Wizard would know better.
Yeah.
But I think it was, and it was the top 50 fictional weapons of all time. Not just comic books.
Right.
And you know what? My first instinct, number one, lightsaber, obviously.
Yeah.
Not true. Lightsaber was like number four.
Yep.
And you would think, okay, well, if lightsabers... No, was it coolest or best? Or, I think it was coolest, wasn't it?
Yep.
And there ain't nothing cooler than a lightsaber. I don't care what. I don't care what you think of it.
There's nothing cooler.
And I don't even really care one way or the other. Like, it doesn't matter. But that is, I think, if you asked anybody, what's the coolest weapon, fictional, they would probably say lightsaber.
I would say ultimate nullifier.
Well, I don't think that one's really that cool, though.
No.
But if you said, like, most powerful or
I would
something.
Say ultimate can opener.
Yes. Oh, speaking of can opener, I think it was off Lifehacker or something. They said to use a can opener on that hard plastic wrap packaging.
Yeah.
You know, that shit that you can never open? You need to get a knife and it fucking cuts it open and all that shit. They said use a can opener on that. And I was like, oh, shit. And so when I got my replacement earphones... which were packaged like that, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking try that. And you know what? It worked. It was a little tricky because sometimes the packaging is shaped in a funny way and the can opener doesn't have an easy time gripping it.
Right.
But once you do, it's awesome.
All right.
Highly recommended.
That's a great trick.
Yeah.
How did you learn that?
What else are you going to use a can opener for?
Eloise?
What?
How did you learn that trick?
From Lifehacker.
Wow.
It was linked off of, Gizmodo or something like that.
Right.
And, it was from Lifehacker, I think. But, yeah. Great
I like
tip.
That. I like that. That's a hot tip.
It is. And you don't have... Because now, you maybe you've seen around, they're selling special openers for that kind of packaging.
Yeah.
And it's just like a, I don't know, X-Acto knife blade inside of a little wrench-shaped plasticky thing, you know?
What are they packaging in?
They're hurt.
Jerk.
You
gotta buy two of them.
It's an interstate highway, and you can only buy them in Hawaii.
Sorry. What's up, dude? No. Why don't you go lay down in your bed there until it goes away?
Boner?
What are you going to do instead? Kick it on your couch? You going to sit on your couch?
So to tip it over to get the cat off of it?
The man's got a little bloody nose there. Took care
oh,
of
shit.
Himself. Like a big
That's
man.
That's no good.
Like a big little man.
Huh.
Ooh, fucking Conway Twitty calendar.
You should buy that for Robert. For Christmas. Does he celebrate Christmas? Do you know? Do vegans like Christmas?
I think so. Why wouldn't they?
You think they'd be against it for some reason?
Yeah, there's got to be some reason they don't like it. Plus,
like,
he's straight edge, too. Straight edge and vegan, there's something.
There's no point.
He doesn't like Christmas.
First of all, no turkey.
Yeah.
Second of all, no rum and eggnog.
No wan.
Probably can't even eat a pumpkin pie for some reason.
Yeah, them pumpkins got feelings.
Yeah.
Crust has emotions.
Yeah.
Nutmeg has vaginas.
Nutmeg Griffin?
Oh, there you go.
All right, let's get out of here.
What? Are we done already?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Really?
Sure, why not?
Tanorexics, though, Brian.
Oh, you fucker.
What?
It's going to fucking be up all up in my craw all day long.
Craw.
Yep. My crawfish.
All right. Well, you take it easy, mister. You have a good night. A nice,
Fucking, it's my last day of work of the week.
Have a sensuous tomorrow.
Gonna listen to a hockey game. Hopefully not be interrupted. Hopefully have an easy, smooth ride at work. Thursday's
smooth
usually pretty easy.
Smooth ride.
Take it easy.
Park a bar jar. All right. Well, I love you all, audience.
I love all of you, audience.
Yeah, I do.
You guys. I'm picking one audience member, and I'm loving all of that audience member.
Cool. I'll love the other one, and then that's enough. And we'll, as we accumulate audience, we will add hosts.
See, the reason people think, a lot of people said me, hey, Brian and Phil, because I'm the one answering the email.
Right.
And they say, look, you know, you shouldn't be so self-deprecating about not having listeners, not having, you know, like an audience listening to you all the time. And you know what? That's not the point. We know
no.
We got lots of people listening to us. But the thing is, we're people, the chances of two people listening to us at the same time are not very good.
True.
Maybe Grug and...
If that...
We'll be listening, and maybe by coincidence, two random people in different countries could be listening at the same time. But the
maybe
odds of that are...
Sarah will be listening to us on the bus, and she'll have one of her earbuds in Inside Out.
That's right.
And the person sitting next to her will,
we'll be drawing her and be like, "That girl has an Inside Out earbud."
That's right.
And so it's not because we don't think people are listening. It's just we kind of pluralize audience, and it's not really accurate.
No,
we have a little fun with that, don't we?
We do. It's this personal, intimate show. That's what we are. We're personal and intimate.
Yeah. So we're not going to see you guys anymore. We're just going to see you.
You in particular.
We love you.
Mr. You.
We're going to love all over you.
That's right. Brian can go first.
I get to go first?
Yeah, I need a little time.
Oh, fucking nice for a change. Jeez.
Yep.
Always hogging it.
Bugh.
Hogging it.
I don't like that. Yeah. You can have another something to eat once your nose stops bleeding. Just bleed into a plate.
Yeah, there you go.
Make chips.
You can take that and just fry it in a frying pan, make a little pancake. Yeah. Like a meat pancake.
Like in The Golden Child?
Is that what they do?
Someone, they were feeding some kid oatmeal with his own blood in it or something like that. Oh, the Golden Child. Something like that.
Cream of meat.
Yeah. All right, let's really go.
Okay.
All right, it's nice talking.
Send in your questions and comments to Bipedus.
Sorry, that's it again.
You got any ideas?
There's poops on my butt there.